hopefully that will help spur more traffic here in town and retail development, more sales tax revenue. I think there's three big issues that a lot of taxpayers and a lot of people here in Madison are concerned about, and if we don't address it this year, I think it's going to be a big issue coming up in next year's election. So I hope that everyone will take into consideration and away from this meeting, engage some of us that are interested in moving forward with some of these ideas. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
For the record, I just want to, I don't believe my company works for Lake Area Improvement Corporation. I do believe any work that's associated with that is part of the Forward Madison. It was their portion of the dollars. So yes, they do things, but it's an in-kind work. So it's more us giving than us getting paid for. So,
Ashley, I just have one comment. Have you called Julie Gross personally and asked to come talk to her through the chamber? Have you called her? Because she does not know you.
Sure. I have not talked to Julie Gross or the Chamber of Commerce. I don't have any qualms with what is happening with the Chamber of Commerce. I actually applaud them. I think they're doing an excellent job and can take a lot of lessons. The LIC could take a lot of lessons from the Chamber of Commerce. I think they're very open. Their newsletter is very straightforward. They've done a number of events here in town that I think have actually helped retail. So I don't have any problems with Julie Gross or the Chamber of Commerce. My concern is more over the LIC and what we see as some trouble and problems there, especially when it comes to numbers being different. The budgets that were introduced to the county commission were different than the numbers they gave you. There were some discrepancies in paperwork that they're filing at the county courthouse. Off-the-record discussions with some of the other board members have been less than truthful. So there's just a lot of concerns around the LIC and what they're actually doing for retail development and business development, job creation, and those things. And we're not getting anywhere. A few of us that are working on this retail project. Mm-hmm. So.
Have you also been in contact with Dwayne Chapel?
I've worked through other board members. From what I understand, Mr. Chapel doesn't want to talk to me. He's responded to none of my emails. I was disinvited to a board meeting and had some very heated conversations with some board members through the phone and through email. So.
Well, Ashley, those are board members, and I do know who you're speaking about. But I do want you to call Dwayne Chapel and set up an appointment with him, because I have asked him point blank if he has talked to you. He says, I really don't know him.
Sure.
He said, but he's never come to the office. You understand that a lot of the stuff that goes on in this town cannot be open to the public. I mean, there's dealings to be done, and you're going to lose it if you let it out.
No, absolutely. I don't think we're asking for secret meetings or
right.
We're asking for accurate reflection of job creation numbers, projections for what they're doing for retail, what they're doing for job creation.
Sure.
And a lot of that, they won't even give us hard statistics. And when we do, they grab other things that are unrelated and try to make it look like there's job creation.
Well, and you understand the LAIC does not do the job creation.
Absolutely.
We do. It's, the businesses come to them.
Right.
And, so Gail laid off half their workforce or more. That wasn't their fault.
No, absolutely not.
But I would encourage you to please call him direct and talk to him, and I'm sure he will meet with you.
Absolutely.
Okay?
I mean, there's, I've written some letters to the editor. Written a lot of blog posts. I've talked to all of you, some of you more than others. I've come here and presented a viewpoint that I think is important, and I just want the questions asked, and I want some accountability, because three-page report for $500,000 seems like, what are we doing with taxpayer money here? And once that money goes out the door, where's the accountability? We can maybe bring that money in-house and hire our own economic development team that's on the table, and then we can hold them accountable. But